This is Ocean FM Sport Sunday afternoon, and I know there may be a couple of people listening and might be wondering, why would you celebrate a 21-point All-Ireland Club Final defeat? Well, our view is that Éisca Gaelic footballers have given their parish and their county much pleasure and enjoyment over the last couple of months, winning a county title, a Connacht Club title, and reaching Croke Park and an All-Ireland final this weekend. It may have ended in defeat, losing to a very talented Beaufort of Kerry side by 3-17 to 5 points. But as you're about to hear shortly, when the team bus rolls into Main Street in the village of Éisca, they're going to get quite a welcome. Let's take you live to the stage, Main Street in the village of Éisca, and join Cathal Mullany.
Austin, thanks indeed. The atmosphere is building here in Éisca, and as you say, the team just about 5 minutes away now. They're down the road in Tramore West. There's at least a crowd of 200 or 300 people here, and we're told that there are more people behind the bus and cars and everything else, so there will be a sizeable crowd here in Éisca in the next couple of minutes as they await to welcome home their heroes despite the defeat at Croke Park this afternoon. All the people have made their ways from the pubs here in Éisca out onto the street. Very inclement afternoon, but thankfully no rain at the moment, just a little bit windy, but nonetheless everybody wrapped up warm and ready to welcome home Éisca now inside the next 5 minutes. I'm here beside one of the key organisers of this event, and indeed the beautiful decoration of the Éisca Parish over the past couple of weeks. That's Mary Weir from Leap. Mary, thanks for joining us. You've had a busy couple of weeks.
Thank you. It's very cold out here, but thank you for coming along.
You've had a very busy few weeks, as I say, and the parish is decorated in blue and yellow.
It's fabulous. We've had such fun. We really have. It's just been the whole community coming together. It's been brilliant, and it's nice to see a community doing this. I think they're on nearly here, and we're all getting very excited because they've done us proud. The whole team, the management committee, we're absolutely thrilled to be a part of this. We really were.
They've brought great joy to Éisca over the last number of months. Connacht champions. I know yesterday didn't work out for the team at Croke Park, but nonetheless, everybody very proud of the reference.
They're still Connacht champions, they're the county champions, and they're our champions.
Absolutely, Marie, well put. I'll let you off because I know you're busy, so thanks indeed for joining us on Ocean FM Sports this afternoon. I might try and talk to Tina here beside me. Tina Lavelle, you're also involved in Leap. I was saying to Mary there just a couple of moments ago, Tina, a lot of work went in the last couple of weeks. Scarecrow is one of the unusual things to see around Éisca these times.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It brought the whole country, the community together. And there was such a buzz about it. It just was fantastic. Everybody came out and helped, did everything. Bronya now would be doing the scarecrows, organising that, but it was fantastic. And fair play to them. They have done us proud, even though they didn't win the All-Ireland, but they have done us very proud.
And the huge crowd here, reflective of everybody's pride in that team.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There were songs written. The song that was written 53 years ago was recomposed, and Kitty, fair play to her, she put an extra verse onto it. It was fantastic. We will never forget it.
Have you ever seen anything like it in terms of a community effort from Éisca? Everybody rowing in behind the team.
Everybody rowed in behind the team. Everybody. I've never seen. Now, Éisca is a great parish, and we're so proud to be from Éisca, but everybody rolled in behind it. Messages, everything. It was great.
It really had a worldwide reach, didn't it?
Sorry?
It had a worldwide reach, the game yesterday.
Absolutely.
And the build-up to it.
They came from America, they came from New Zealand, they came from Australia, everywhere.
Is there any work in Éisca this week, can you tell me?
I think we still had to do a little bit of work, but it was good, it was good. I was working one night until 12 o'clock, but anyway, that's over now, and it's 3 cheers for the Sea Blues.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure everyone will enjoy the night tonight and maybe tomorrow as well.
I'd imagine so. There mightn't be much work done tomorrow now. But anyway, that's another day. We'll see.
Well, well deserved after their exploit.
Well deserved. Well deserved. And a credit to the whole community.
Yeah, well, you're a credit yourself, Tina. Thanks indeed for talking to us here. Fair play to you, and enjoy your afternoon. I'll pop over here maybe and talk to Brendan Kilgannon. You're the father, Brendan. You're stewarding today, but your son Shane in goals for Éisca yesterday. Disappointing result.
Disappointing, yeah, but it's still a wonderful, wonderful occasion. You know, very, very proud, and very proud of each and every one of them.
You know. I'm sure you're very proud to have seen your son playing Croke Park as well.
Of course I am, yeah. Just something this area, the whole area, has never, ever seen, you know. Sligo has never seen it, you know. It's amazing. It's amazing feeling, each and every one of them. You know. I've been there, supported Desi Sloan, our manager, which Sligo, you know, and such wonderful times, but this is totally different. It's a beloved club, you know everybody, it's unbelievable, you know.
And even though, Brendan, yesterday didn't go the way in terms of result at Croke Park, the experience and the build-up to it and how it's got every single person that's in front of us here behind the Eastleigh Club will certainly benefit the club going forward.
Onwards and upwards. Absolutely brilliant. You see all these people out here today, tell you what to think of these lads. Like, you know, we're so, so proud of them. Bring the tears to your eyes, you know, each and every one of them. It's just unbelievable.
For you, Brendan, what was the standout moment of the campaign all the way to Croke Park?
I think winning Connacht, I think, was moving in a scrum, to beat Ball, moving the semi-final, to beat Clonbore, to win the Connacht title. It's just things dreams are made about. You can never imagine that happening. You know? It's just unbelievable. You know?
Brendan, thanks for talking to us. Fair play to you. That's Brendan Kilgannon. His son Shane was playing in goals yesterday afternoon for Eastleigh. And just away to my left-hand side, I can see the Garda escort coming through Eastleigh. You can probably hear the sirens in the background. And that means that the Eastleigh team is just about arriving here back to a hero's welcome in Eastleigh. At least 300 people out in front of us here on the main street in Eastleigh. And here comes the team bus. Eastleigh, unfortunately, beaten at Croke Park yesterday afternoon, but they are certainly being welcomed home here like champions. What an atmosphere here. What a sight this is, standing on the truck here on the main street in Eastleigh. Everybody is out taking photos. Young children. There's about 200 caps, blue and yellow caps, I can see out in front of us. And the music in the background, it really is something to behold here in Eastleigh. And they're about to disembark from the bus. I can see the team manager, Desi Sloan, here at the front of the bus. And they'll make their way up here onto the stage in the next couple of minutes. So we might get a chat with a couple of the players and a couple of the management team to get the reaction from yesterday and their reaction to the welcome. And there goes up the cheer, Desi Sloan off the bus, and Brian McKenna shortly after him. Here's Emma Brennan, and all the players now set to come up on the bus. I'm sure they're very appreciative of the reception they're getting. Here's Noel Maguire coming now. Noel already had a memorable evening here at Eastleigh a number of years ago when he brought the Nestor Cup as captain of Sligo back to Eastleigh. And here come the Eastleigh team. I can see people's tears in their eyes. It really is a remarkable scene here on the street. Here's Noel Maguire, James Lindsay, the goal scorer in Ballinamore a couple of weeks ago to put Eastleigh into that final at Croke Park. Here's Jack Scott, who kicked a cracking point yesterday afternoon out the outside of his left boot. John Feeney, here's Robert Nealon, and a couple of the younger players now making their way up on the bus, on the truck rather. There's Joseph Dunphy, Fionn Boylan, Niall Kilcullen, Harry Nile, Aidan Gilroy, who came on yesterday, Emmett Healy, one of the forwards on the team, Rory McHugh was centre half back, he's up on the stage here as well, and the sea blue flags out in front of us being flown by all the players. There's Jonathan Conway, who was scored a point yesterday afternoon for Eastleigh, Kieran Duffy, we have Ian Barrett, Aidan Moylan, the captain of the team, Eugene Mullen, we might get a word with Eugene in a moment, Shane Kilgannon, the goalkeeper, as the players come up now onto the truck here in the middle of Eastleigh Village. And as I say, about 300 people out in front of us here, really are some scenes. The team stayed up in Dublin last night, and I understand they had a decent celebration there as well. And here they are now coming up onto the stage in front of their adoring supporters out in front of us here at Eastleigh. And it really is some scene here in Eastleigh at the moment. There's Vincent Cuff, one of the team selectors, Mikey Gordon, all the players here on the team bus, Thomas Cawley beside me. Thomas doesn't want to talk to me. I think the players are just keen to start the celebrations. Shane Feeney is here, he might talk to me. Shane Feeney, we're live on Ocean FM Sport here. He's doing his best to disconnect some wires. Shane, talk to me here, please. How are you getting? We'll talk to you in a minute, Shane, maybe. That's Shane Feeney, one of the team selectors. Ryan Scott is here as well. Plenty of beverages being consumed here on the team bus. Niall Cawley, how are you? Desi, how are you, Desi? I'll get a quick word with you, maybe, Desi. Some remarkable scenes here.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Fantastic, fantastic. Look at it's, you know, it's, you can hear the atmosphere. You know, it's fair play to the whole parish for backing the team, you know, and it's fantastic, you know, brilliant. Words can't describe it.
Like. You can see people there with tears in their eyes, Desi. It's amazing what you've achieved.
Yeah, I'm struggling myself, yeah. You know. Yeah, it's unbelievable, you know, and credit to the whole place has really got behind the team and the parish, and it just goes to show it's more than a game, like, you know, it's more than a game.
Yeah. On a lighter note, is Sweet Caroline the Eastleigh team song now at the moment? Right?
I think it's only when we knew the words to hear a while back, and instead of so good, it's so blue, so yeah.
Listen, Desi, congratulations, enjoy the rest of your day, and enjoy the celebrations, fair play to you. as Sweet Caroline blares out here on the truck in the middle of Easky Village. It's some scenes. This is a song that the Easky team have sung all year long, and here comes Sweet Caroline. Gabriel McHugh is getting soaked here on the truck here in front of us. A lot of the players jumping around the place and celebrating, but really remarkable scenes, as I say, here in Easky, and a lot of young players down in front of us here as well, and no doubt they'll remember this for years and years to come, ahead of the after this campaign for Easky here in Easky. I might go down here and talk to John Gordon, who said he talked to me earlier on. John, you're stewarding here today, so I won't hold you too long from your duties, but really, really amazing scenes here.
Oh, it is. It's fantastic. And you don't believe what it means to the parish here to see the excitement and the adrenaline running through the place at the minute. And just to epitomise what it means to get to Croke Park, I was up there yesterday. I bumped into one of the under-11s that was out at half-time. And I asked him how he liked the day and all that. And he took a fistful of grass out of his pocket. And he said he was after pulling it off the pitch outside. And I told him to put it into a glass jar and to keep it. He'd have it as a memento forever. What a brilliant day. Brilliant.
As Desi Sloane said to me there on the stage, John, this is about more than football. This is about more than football.
Oh, it's more than football. It's about parish community. She can hear the carry on there now. It's absolutely meddling here. And we have the dinner dance next Saturday night and then a stroll in the ocean sands. And it's only, I don't know how we're going to get around that one, because the crowd looking for tickets is something else.
I might try and get grab Gabriel McHugh. Can I have a quick word with you for Ocean FM? Ocean FM live here from Easky. You're the club chairman, Gabriel.
Do you mind if I go for a piss first?
Steady on, Gabriel. Okay, we'll talk to you in a minute, Gabriel. John, back to you, John Gordon, one of the stewards here in front of us. Are you expecting a long night and a long week?
Oh, it's sure, like, you know, we were never here before, like, and the chances of me ever being where we were again is not going to happen in my time, I wouldn't think.
And you followed Easky for a long time, John. Where does this rank in terms of an achievement for you?
But never mind, this is a
as an achievement for me. I didn't achieve anything, but the club as a whole is probably up there with the best ever.
So, Mari, the Cockney, is going to have a...
Okay, John, thanks indeed for talking to us. We might try and take in some of the speeches that are being made on the stage at the moment. Mari Weir, one of the organisers here, is just saying a few words to the crowd. And when I arrived here, actually, Mari was practising her Irish before, so I think we're going to get a rendition of that, and here it is.
Fern Bonish, Chevokta, Agush, Minwinchia, Iski, Erfod, Erongera, Shotna, Star, Ruler, Shah. And apparently that is Friends of Iski. I would like to welcome all the players, the management team, and all the Iski community on this historic weekend. Yeah! Now we're going to hand you over, we think, to some of the team. But Eugene is the captain, so Eugene, would you come forward?
Here comes the Iski team captain, Eugene Mullen, who's set to have a speech here now and speak to the crowd.
Okay, we're going to introduce all the players, right? And you're going to give them all a massive round of applause. And we start off with the birthday by himself, Declan Brennan.
That's Easky's Declan Brennan, whose birthday is today, so he's being sung happy birthday here today at Easky. And Declan Brennan up on the stage there in front of us at the moment. I might try and grab Gabriel McHugh here. Gabriel is walking away from me, but I might try and get to him before he goes too far. Well, Gabriel has gone past me there, but we'll get Gabriel in a second as the celebrations continue here in Easky. Eugene Mullen still on stage, and Eugene running through all the names of all the Easky players from the squad, so all of them being presented to the crowd here at the moment. And as we make our way over, excuse me, I missed you there, sorry folks, I see the parish priest, Father Kieran Holmes, here. I might try and get a quick word with him from good footballing stock in Mayo. Where does this rank in terms of an achievement for you, Father?
Well, I think the achievement is, first of all, that they won the Connacht final against them. Didn't get it easy to get to Croke Park. They beat Clonbur, they beat Red Hughes, and they beat many other teams. It was a massive achievement. And everybody here, as you can see, is as proud today as they were when they won all those games. And being the first team for Sligo in an All-Ireland final, of course, Croke Park is a daunting place to go and play without, you know what I mean? It's just good experience, and you can always build. You can look, put this into perspective and let it not define who the team is, because the team is much greater than this. And I said, all the wonderful matches that they won and all the wonderful commitment that they gave, they brought great life to Eastgay. They brought great, great winter here, which is unusual to see in Eastgay with the wind and the weather, but it was wonderful.
And thankfully the rain has stopped here as well, but there have been some wonderful days, and probably that Connacht final win up in Coogabar in November, top of the pile.
Oh, absolutely. But Red Hugh, they showed really commitment, real dedication, and they showed that they'll never die, never give up. But things, look at, there's a song that says you'll have days like this. The things that'll go for you and things that won't go with you. When things don't go with you, they can go against you, but the team, this cannot define the team. The team has to start. This is a foundation on which to build on. And as you can see, the huge crowd that's out here, see all the young ones out here, and this is an inspirational day. This is an inspirational time for them. Like never before did Eastgay win a Connacht championship, and it's just wonderful, and that's what it's all about.
It really has got the community together here in Eastgay, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Suppose, look out there. She can't even see the lint of the crowd. That's the wonderful thing about it. And I suppose it's the beginning perhaps of another era now in the club. It's the beginning of an era which you build on this. I mean, when before did the team walk out on Croke Park? And it was a proud day. Like, no matter what happened, things would go right. It was a proud day for everybody in Eastgay that was there. And such crowds, there wasn't one left in Eastgay. I don't even think there was one left to close the gate.
I'll tell you this before I go. Mayo for Sam, 2019.
What?
Mayo for Sam.
Well, as you know, we always see positively, but I don't know what will be.
Well, they're top of the league. They're not doing too bad. Listen,
no,
Father.
No, it's not league, but you know, there's a difference between this time, winter football and summer football. But hopefully, but you don't know. I mean, you look at the game last night with Kerry in Dublin. Sure, there were. But you don't know. Like, the fact is that we sometimes want to be at the top of the mountain in one step. You cannot be there. Like we saw yesterday, you have to take every step as it comes. So hopefully, but we don't know.
You never know. I'm sure the support for Mayo will be as strong as ever anyway. Father, thanks for talking to us. I might just slip in here and talk to PJ Sloan. PJ, another radio appearance for you. You're on the radio on Thursday as well. How are things today? I'm sure you've reflected on yesterday's game. And great scenes here.
We're disappointed, all right, but we had a great year, you know. We can't complain. That was our goal, to get to Croke Park, and I think the occasion got to them, like, and the build up and all week, and they didn't play to how they could play, that we saw them playing on year, you know, because they played the Galway team and the Mayo team, Bell and Clonbur and the Red Hughes, and you know, we played great football. We didn't do nothing like that. I know they were strong now yesterday, like, they were a great team. I think our senior team did get it tight to cope with them, you know.
A proud day for you to see your grandson Dylan on the field and your son Desi on the side.
Yeah, I was proud, yeah. Very proud.
And you're following the Sea Blues, obviously, for a long, long time. Was that top of the pile to get to Croke Park?
It has to be. I won a senior championship at 66, but this is way, way ahead. Yeah, you know, to go up and see the Eastgay Sea Blues going out on Croke Park, it's something else. Like, yeah, it's something that you dream about, you know, to do. You know, It showed there with all the followers and the excitement, and 5 coaches leaving Eastgay here on Saturday morning to something else, you know.
Absolutely. But PJ, it's a young side, really. There are some elder statesmen on the team, but overall, it's a very young squad. They have huge potential to do something else later on in their career. Yeah.
The only thing now is, like, this 5 in the wedding for Australia next week. You know, that's what happens here, you know. You'll be going great. But still, we have young fellas coming on. And with a bit of luck, these fellas might be back in a few months again.
You never know. They might be back for the first round of the championship. PJ, thanks indeed. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Thanks for talking to us on Ocean FM Sport this afternoon. The celebration is still taking place here in Eastgay. Father Kieran Holmes, who just spoke to us, has raced up on stage. So he's now addressing the crowd here in Eastgay at the moment. The crowd is getting bigger ahead as we speak, and you really cannot see the either end of the street here in Easke. It's so busy, as Father Ciarán Holmes still addressing the crowd here in Easke. We might try and grab a little bit of Father Ciarán's speech here to the Easke people. Father Ciarán Holmes.
Look around today and see how proud everybody is. And I'd like to wish you the luck for the future, congratulate you, and hopefully that as we go on, we'll have other days in Crow Park. And I'd like to say welcome to you all. It was a wonderful occasion.
So that's Father Ciarán Holmes having spoken to the crowd. The team's still up on the truck here in the main street in Easke Village. And now Mary Weir is just handing the microphone over to Gabriel McHugh, who's going to speak to the crowd here.
Thanks everybody for coming out today. We had a great journey. This thing, you have to really appreciate the players on this job and the management team, especially Desi, because he started off, he had a dream at one stage, and he said, you know, we can go to Crow Park with this thing, and that's where we brought it. And what he did on the way, all the way along, is he brought everything down to a small little vision. I made that vision very clear for everybody, every step of the way. So, you know, he got us here. It didn't work out that well, but anyway, look at it. We had a great day. And if we were to meet the same guys today in the Easke pitch, we'd hockey them, I'd say myself. That was their home pitch. This is our home pitch out here. But look, we'll do it again. And really, you know, you have to give Desi one big tap for bringing this back. Another thing I have to say is that the number of people that came on board between fundraising, helping this way, that way, and another. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The boys are shouting back at me here, more money, more money. Yeah, more money. I tell you, look at it. The cost of the fortune to run this show.
The team's still up on the truck, and Desi Sloan currently speaking to the crowd. But beside me here is Emmett Healy, who was in the Easke forward line yesterday. Emmett, disappointing day yesterday, but amazing scenes here today.
Look, it was a disappointing day. Look, better, we were bet by a better team, but look, if you look around you, the whole of Easke, the whole of West Sligo is here today. It makes it all worthwhile. Sure, the whole year was a brilliant success for the whole county of Sligo, and do you know what, it's all worth it in the day. I know yesterday was a bad loss, but look, we'll build again for next year, and look at all the young fellas coming through. Can't wait.
You've been playing now for a while with Easke, Emmett. Did this year exceed every other?
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, look, we had two back-to-back relegations. Desi came in this year, restructured us, rebuilt us, and you know what? Look, today's it's all worthwhile. 58 weeks training. You can see the crowd. Must be 500 or 600 people here at least. The whole of West Sligo is here. I can't believe it. I'm overwhelmed by it. The support from everyone, even the neighbouring clubs, Inniscrone, Castle Connor, St. Fernan's, St. Pat's. From the bottom of my heart, as Desi says there, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
How much pride did the players take from all the support you've been getting from the parish, and like people coming back from America and, you know, Germany and stuff like that?
Look, people coming from Australia, James Ralston coming back from Boston, Derek O'Brien, David Ralston, Darren Feeney, my own brother is in Australia himself. He can't come back, but just the support worldwide, it's just you can't describe it. It's just unbelievable. You know what, Carl, I just can't put into words. I know it was a bad defeat yesterday, but first Sligo team to ever get to Crow Park. I'm immensely proud, to be honest with you.
And so you should be, Emma. Thanks for taking the time out to talk to us. I'll let you back up on the stage and enjoy your night and your week.
Thanks, Carl.
Now, Robert Nealon is here beside me as well. Robert, you were on the squad yesterday. How did Croke Park read for you?
First time ever going on the field. Happy to be there, like, and to play for my club, like, and to see all the team perform really well, like, at the game, like.
What about the scenes today? Something else here in East?
Good scene to have all together, like, after the game, like, and so we'll give it a good shot, like, what we could do on the day, like.
It'll be a busy week in Eastgate, I'd say.
Oh, it'll be a busy, yeah, sure. It's like that. You have to enjoy it afterwards, like, as well. Like. Yeah.
Robert, thanks for taking the time out. I'll let you back up on the stage. Thanks indeed for talking to us here in Ocean FM Sport this afternoon. John, you're telling me something? No, we're good, John. I think we've got Gabriel McHugh here beside me. If I could get Gabriel to have a quick chat with me. Gabriel McHugh, the club chairman. You made quite a speech there. You were bringing the house down with some of your jokes. But it's been some experience for the Eastgate club. And you as chairman, I'm sure you've enjoyed the journey.
This thing is blowing the hell of me.
We're beside the speaker here. We better go back into a more central position. Gabriel is guiding me over here. And we might have a better acoustic effect over here. Gabriel McHugh is a man under pressure today, but here he is. Gabriel, we were saying, what about this for an experience for you as club chairman?
Oh, it's a fantastic experience. It's the big thing for me was the number of people that got involved, committees, total commitment from everybody, the amount of help. And it really was to support the dream, and also for my own fellas. I like them to reach their potential, and all the team have done that. They've played to the as high a level as they possibly could, and at the same time learning a little bit more as they go along. So that's what has actually happened here. Incrementally they have improved. The community has pulled together. Any little spats that were occurring in the community dissipated, and really everybody's in a positive mood, and wishes us luck, and the whole community are feeling upbeat about the whole thing. Now, I know we didn't win yesterday, but that's as I said before, that was Kerry's home pitch. Eastgate is our home pitch, so maybe if we play them there, we'd have a better chance. But definitely, they were a very good team yesterday. You know.
Have you been surprised or otherwise by all the support you've got from far afield, and in terms of sponsorship and everything else? You've really brought the community of Eastgate, as you say, together, both at home and abroad.
Well, yes, and I really want to thank all our sponsors. Our sponsors came out of the woodwork, really. Up to this, we found it very difficult to raise any money at all, and trying to keep the club going, the cost of it costs in the region 25-30 grand a year, you know, and most of that goes on registration, and we say dead money, insurance and registration and registering teams and all that kind of crack, so, and club Sligo, all those kind of things. But so you need, in a small community where there isn't a lot of businesses, you need outside help. So really, we really appreciate the outside sponsors for coming on board there. And they really did help, especially ex-Sligo people. So we tapped into it and we got a great response. And I really appreciate the sponsors for that, you know.
I'm sure you're proud to see the scenes here today as well, Gabriel.
Oh, yeah, I definitely am. I'm sure it's a great spectacle. It's a great spectacle. What more can I say? And everybody's out, and just a good day. That's it.
Absolutely, Gabriel. Well put. Thanks indeed for your company, and thanks for joining us. I know you're a busy man today, but thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
I think you might get a job in radio, Gabriel. I'm not sure. You made quite the speech there on the stage. Shane Feeney is here beside me. Shane, might try and grab Shane for a quick word before we sign off. Shane Feeney, one of the selectors on the team. Shane, some scenes here today.
It's lovely. It's lovely. It's just, I'm sure you've probably asked all the people interviewed before, but it's just disappointing we didn't put in performance tonight, or last night, and that's the most disappointing. You don't mind losing as long as you put in performance, but we didn't just...
But I'm sure when the dust settles, Shane, and you reflect on this experience, it's been something else.
Yeah, it's great. Because, you know, it's not about yesterday, it's just about the whole year, really, and it's great. And it's about, I'm looking around here, and there's young lads here. That's what it's about, really. It's not about the results, or you just have to keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going, and get young lads involved. And you know, you take Eugene Mullen and Noel McGuire out of that team, the average age of that team is about 20-21, and you know, they'll learn, hopefully they'll learn from that experience, and you know, hopefully push on to intermediate, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah. Okay, Shane, thanks for talking to us here, taking time out, and enjoy the rest of the celebration. So I think that's about it. Austin from Eastkey, all the team have disembarked from the truck. They're all meeting their families and friends now just here on the main street in Eastkey. There's a backup of traffic back to the bridge, I can see, and probably around the bridge as well, given the commotion here in Eastkey. I think one man described it as bedlam, and that's what it is. Everybody really excited to welcome home their Connacht champion heroes and their All-Ireland finalist heroes. Disappointment yesterday, of course, but they've done their community proud. So I think I'll hand back to you in the studio, Austin, from Eastkey. Ocean.